You're listening to Q Radio on RMR 89.7 FM.
Hello and welcome back to Right on Q, brought to you by Q Radio. My name is Naomi Gruen and I'm your host. In case you forgot since the last time you heard my voice, we come to you from the vibrant town of Makanda in the Eastern Cape of South Africa. This podcast brings you the best stories of the day for those of you who didn't get an opportunity to tune into our live shows. Q is a multimedia collaboration brought to you by Grocott's Mail, The Critter, Rhodes Music Radio, the National Arts Festival, and the Rhodes University School of Journalism and Media Studies. Our reporters have been out and about, come rain or shine, to keep you updated on what's happening at this year's National Arts Festival. In this, our second episode, you'll hear from Luvuyo Yanta about his involvement in children's and community theatre, National Arts Festival CEO Monica Newton, residents and their expectations, and one of our very own Q writers, Jenna Kretzmann, talks to us about a production that left her soul feeling revived. Keep listening and don't miss your cue.
Right on cue, hashtag NAF2022.
Luvuyo Yanta is passionate about children's theatre. He is committed to using theatre to bridge the gap between under-resourced schools and those that are more privileged. I spoke to Luvuyo about his upcoming production for the National Arts Festival and the roles community theatre and children's theatre play in our society.
Children's productions are different. You know, you've got shows for very, very young children and for children and for slightly older people, for youth. So I'd like to think that, you know, that the children's stories are fun.
My name is Luvuyo Yanta. I'm a theatre director based in Grahamstown. I work for the drama department part-time. I'm the director of Betty and the Yeti, which is going to be playing at the National Arts Festival. I am also a youth representative for ACTEC South Africa.
What do you think the significance of children's theatre is?
Sometimes the stories have a lesson, not all the time, but sometimes they have a lesson. For instance, in this story, it teaches us about accepting people, about overcoming our fears and becoming brave, you know, and winning. So you get an opportunity to experience those things. You get an opportunity to watch that happening in front of you, teaching people something and also just allowing people to just enjoy themselves, just have fun.
I think that's a really nice thing, and I think sometimes we as adults, we kind of err on things being very serious and forget that there are ways to learn things through fun and through enjoyment, and maybe this is a really good example of that.
Yeah. I completely agree with you. I mean, it's put in a way that it's got music, that, you know, that some message is happening in songs, that some moments are comic, so that we can enjoy ourselves and as well as maybe learning something. And as you say, that sometimes we don't always have to be serious all the time. Some things can be fun, but also maybe sometimes educational. But we know we're not pushing the education here. We just want people to come and experience something different and maybe learn from it.
How would you then describe the links between children's theatre, the community, and the youth?
Ubomi Eastern Cape Drama Company is affiliated with Rhodes University. There's a project called VUCA. So basically, people go to schools and to schools that don't have drama teachers and teach those kids drama. I think what Rhodes is trying to do is trying to level up the planes, because some schools have drama teachers and those schools don't have drama teachers. So it's an opportunity for this side of town to work with that side of town. So in a way, there's a cohesion or a collaboration that's happening. Take, for instance, the kids in the township. There's a lot of talent there, but you know what Rhodes does? Is that when they engage with them, they're not engaging to tell them what to do. They facilitate the process by maybe adding skills development. You know, with talent you need technique. What they do is that they facilitate that process by giving you skills, you know, to develop what you already have, to develop that talent. So the link between the two becomes easy when you look at it in that way. When we're there to facilitate processes and there to listen to what the schools need.
So in the greater scheme of things, what would you say the purpose of community theatre is?
It's about sharing stories. It's about creating a space where information is shared at an equal level. It does create a platform where people can talk about these issues. I mean, what we go through as communities might be different, but people get an opportunity to see themselves through the people that are playing on stage. You get to check yourself because you get a mirror. You get to see your stories being played by other people.
If you had to send a message out to all the people coming here for festival, taking part in the festival activities, what would you say to them?
Come and watch our shows, you know, and enjoy yourself. Stay safe because it's COVID. Different productions will bring in different experiences. So we can make this festival, you know, memorable. And remember to come and watch my show, Betty in the Yeti, on the 29th of June. 30th of June, last one, 1st July, 10 o'clock.
Echoing what Luvuyo has said about the importance of children's theatre, our reporter Simpiwe Maholeho spoke to the National Arts Festival CEO Monica Newton about the reintroduction of Schools Fest and the importance of having a diverse range of performances available.
The 2022 National Arts Festival returns to Makanda with a diverse lineup of exciting shows and activities for all its attenders. Chief Executive Officer Monica Newton honours the hosting of artists from different walks of life, starting right here in the Eastern Cape.
We always do try and create as much of a focus on the Eastern Cape as possible. We're always so proud to have our province's talent on our stages. And Eastern Cape is always loud and proud with us in the Fringe program, in the Curated program, in the Jazz program. Of course, our Eastern Cape Showcase is with us this year. So we'll have the Dakawa Music Festival, the Fingo Festival, the Eastern Cape Ensemble. Our opening ceremony will be a celebration of all things in the Eastern Cape. So we continue to do work with our local communities. Of course, we could always do more. We could always be more accessible to our local artists, and we really are working on improving that.
Another exciting feature of this year's festival is the integration of the National Schools Festival. This interactive experience aims to cultivate youth art within the country.
Well, the Schools Fest is once again something that we haven't done in a while. So it's going to be amazing to welcome a group of about 200 learners from across the country to be part of the festival. Obviously, they attend events and enjoy shows, but they also have a workshop program of their own so that they are informed about the arts, are inspired, and very importantly, these are our arts audiences of the future. These are artists of the future. These are our future marketing officers, CEOs, chief executives. These are the people that are going to shape our future. And of course, the National Arts Festival wants to be part of their growth, part of their inspiration, and part of their life's journey. Because that's really where we need to start with growing arts audiences, is with children, with youngsters, to show potential and hope and inspiration.
Don't miss the action at the 2022 National Arts Festival. Visit the festival webpage at nationalartsfestival.co.za.
Right on cue. Hashtag NAF2022.
The impact of the National Arts Festival goes beyond businesses and artists. Our reporters Liabona Leo Mbangi and Mila Hangana went around the town of Makanda asking the public about their expectations for the 2022 National Arts Festival.
Njengokuba sibona ukuba ifestivali seqalile Makanda, namhlanje sisajikeleza idolophu sibuza abantu ukuba balindele ndoni kule festival yakulonyaka.
According to more than like performances, more especially le kabongeziwe. Yeah, and as long as like that kind of manner, like a chance you will get in the live. So, yeah, go get a chance.
Dilindele, job opportunities, there's creative, Jay.
I'm Dilindele, job opportunities, and a band who was in the car, like festival, you know, yeah.
Dilindele, the shows, the cuisine, the crop creations, you know.
Tilindele ba I khini malkhule financially and ko konwabeke.
Esiba sisazi sonke National Arts Festival. Into endizilindeleyo ke kule I National Arts Festival is uba ibe nkulu kunezinye since besike sathatha le break between I COVID pandemic yonke lando, so
they expected that it be festival a much more enkulu ukugqithezela
isiphatheleke ngoku imali ewe
kokwendlela endibona ngayo le National Arts Festival yalonyaka ayisoze ifane nakuqala izofana neza kuqala ngaphambili phaa wokhumbula into yokubana bekhe sanebreak ye 2 years and then ndiyacinga into yokubana ne-attendance ngoku inoba idiklayinile kakhulu because of the fears and izinto ezinjalo but all in all it's not gonna be the same as ezinye eziyasidlula kuzo eliyalo nyaka iNational Arts Festival ngenxa yezizathu ke ndizibekileyo ngenhla especially into le 2 years break sike sayifumana ibe nayo impact enkulu kakhulu so therefore ayizofana that yeah.
Imvula shame is going to ruin it for the people also Gabanda and weather yase Grahamstown iyachintsha ine mood swings
ndilindele lukhulu kwi-Arts Festival ezakwenzeka kulo nyaka ngoba ihambile iminyaka ingayenzeki so ndizawuhlala ndifuna ubona uba kuza kwenzeka ntoni ingakumbi kukho abahlobo bam abazawube bephana besenza izinto becula bephefoma so ndivuya kakhulu uba kuzawubakho i-Arts Festival ndilindele lukhulu ndilindele uRingo Madlingosi uNombasa kwakunye noBongeziwe kwakunye ne-performances zase-drama department yeah.
While on the topic of expectations, I am joined in studio by the lovely Jenna Kreitzman, who is here to talk to us about the story of Ava Cassidy. Jenna is a writer on this year's Q Media team and was beaming after seeing the production. Hi, Jenna. Welcome to the studio.
Hi, Nay. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So what can you tell me about the story of Ava Cassidy?
So I saw the story of Ava Cassidy today at 10 a.m. at Guy Butler Theatre. Oh my goodness. It's Thomas Pringle Hall. Did I say Guy Butler Theatre? It's Thomas Pringle Hall. Sorry. So it's performed in Thomas Pringle Hall. I went into it sort of just knowing briefly what the production was about from the NAF program. And after leaving it, I am obsessed with Ava Cassidy now.
Oh, sorry to interrupt you, but who is Ava Cassidy?
Basically, Ava Cassidy was a performer who only gained sort of worldwide success after she died at the age of 33 following a battle with skin cancer. So Carrie Hiles, together with Alanda Bortma, please excuse me if I'm saying their names wrong, put together a piece chronicling the life of Ava.
Was there something specific that drew you to this performance?
I've seen some of Carrie's work before. She's an East London-based performer. And I think this has to be one of my favorite productions. It's sort of set up in a sort of cabaret style. So Carrie acts as narrator to telling the story of Ava's life. She also plays the bass guitar, she's singing, and then she's accompanied with another guitarist and a drummer.
Oh, wow. And you said you've seen a few of Carrie Hiles' performances before, but this one was your favorite. So what made this one stand out?
This one, I think, sort of its simplicity in its storytelling really gripped me. You know, there was no sort of formal acting, no sets, no costuming. It was just people playing music and narrating a story and, you know, purposefully picking songs that linked to the mood of that point in the story. And I really enjoyed that. In an age where Stranger Things season 4 has a production value of over $1 million per episode, which is wonderful, it's sometimes quite nice to strip things down and just have it in its almost raw form.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, I know it's cliche to say, but you always hear that there's, you know, there's beauty and simplicity. And I guess that extends to the theater world as well, as you've said, with these two performances that you've seen. Would you watch it again?
Yes. My mom and sister are coming up for Fest. And I told my mom as soon as I left, Mom, you have to watch this. Like, I will watch it with you again. I would gladly go. every day of Fest that it's on. It's really wonderful. I also think the setting really adds to it.
That might have been, do you think maybe that was purposefully done to kind of set the venue to the story that's being told so that as the audience, you kind of feel like you're a part of the story?
100%. Yeah, even the tablecloths on the tables felt like that sort of time period of when she was making music. So it's set out as if I'm sitting in a sort of 1960s bar. And there is a bar available, which is great when it's not 10 in the morning. But it sort of really feels like I'm watching Ava Cassidy and her band perform live. Beautiful lighting. It also sort of feels a bit misty and it's quite dark. Yeah, this is really, really immersive.
Wow, that sounds amazing. So if there are any of our listeners who are questioning which shows to go to, why would you say this is one that they should attend?
So I know some people aren't into the musical shows, sort of music, you want sort of drama or comedy. But I think this has a bit of everything. It's not quite a musical. It's not like Carrie's acting and then all of a sudden she randomly breaks out into song. It's a lot more laid back. It feels a bit conversational in its nature. So I think people who enjoy music will enjoy it because there's lovely music, beautiful singing. But for those who sort of question whether these kind of shows are for them, it's a lot more informal and not as structured.
Okay, well, that's great to hear. I will definitely see if I can make a plan to go see it. So thank you so much for coming in studio, Jenna, and enjoy the rest of National Arts Fest.
Thanks, Nay. You too.
Thank you.
EQ Radio, Iguphathele, National Arts Festival.
Day two of the National Arts Festival came and went as quickly as the first, and excitement continues to build throughout the town. We can't ignore the impact on the community as a whole, and as we heard from Jenna, these shows are not to be missed. If you're overwhelmed by the choices, be sure to join the Q Media WhatsApp or Telegram groups where you'll receive Q Daily. Q Daily includes a day-by-day, easy-to-navigate program to help you decide what you want to attend. You can find the links to these groups on the Q Media page on www.grocots.ru.ac.za. Feel free to engage with us on social media at Q.online on Instagram, at Fest on Twitter, and at QFest on Facebook. And with that, we have reached the end of the second episode of Right on Q. Join us again next time where we'll bring you our top stories, best interviews, and some insight into what's happening in Makanda. Of course, don't forget to tune in to Q Radio on 89.7 FM at 9 a.m, 12 p.m., and 5 p.m. for our live shows. Until next time, thank you for listening. Have a great fest and stay safe.
NAF 2022, it will change you. 89.7.